You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
G'day everyone, I'm Erk. Welcome to episode 122 of Erk FM. Erk FM is a part of Channel Erk and the Association of Music Podcasting, and it comes down the pipe and into your ears each and every Friday, bringing you great independent and unsigned pod-safe music from around the world. In October, we had Rocktober. Last month, November, we had No Rockvember. And now, well, it's supposed to be the first week of December, but it's very unsummer-like. Here in Australia, at least, anyway, or here in Sydney, at least. On this episode, we've got some rock back, some vintage rock. Thank you, and courtesy of Randy from Titty Bingo for sending some guys my way. And we have some submissions as well from various artists. So we're going to have a wide range of music on this episode. If you are an artist or if you know of one who would benefit from some airplay, you can go to the show notes at erkfm.com, click on the link and find out more about it. So we're going to kick off things with a band that we had on the show last week, Wanagani, and I said that without even looking at the notes this time. According to Liesl, I absolutely nailed the pronunciation last week, which was absolutely awesome. So she's been tuning in and listening in and supporting the show, and it's really good when artists take the time to listen into the show and provide feedback as well, even though they might not necessarily be on it. And it's also really good when artists tell other artists about the show, and that's happened on a couple of occasions that you'll hear about in this episode. So this is Wanagani, and this song, somewhat appropriately for December, coming up to the end of the year, is called Raise Your Glass. Thanks, Matt Stevens.
Try to breathe. It's hard. Rumble. start. Oh, oh, I'm a star. But crawling on the wall, now dream in the crowd. Whispering me in the ear, I reveal you the magic.
Good day, mates. How are you going? This is Justin Wayne from The Justin Wayne Show, and you are listening to IRC FM at IRCFM.com.
Job makes life hard.
Oh, rock music, how I've missed you in the last month. That was Vintage with their song Working for the Man. And Vintage came to me courtesy of Randy from Titty Bingo. Titty Bingo. And so Randy suggested that the guys from Vintage contact me. They did. And there was the song. So let's tell you a bit about Vintage. Old school rock. I really, really like it. Vintage from New York. They are an old school hard rock band with driving rhythms, strong melodies, and a feel from days gone past with a slightly modern edge. And they also sound a lot like Titty Bingo. Every now and again, just when they feel slightly familiar, Vintage takes on a modern edge that brings you to a new place. Music that moves organically, less the click track feel with melodies that with one listen you can't help but tap your foot and walk away humming. And so that is Vintage. Prior to Vintage, we had, from Germany, we had Joel Bolen with his song I'm a Star. And let's talk a little bit about Joel. He was born at the end of the 1960s with the surnames Ramon and Bolen in a family background full of artistic affections. In his early years, he showed his abilities in music, painting, drawing, and poetry. He chose his mother's maiden name Bolen for his artistic career in order to avoid confusion with Joey Ramone, who of course was a member of the Ramones. And so it wasn't until 13 that he brought his first album and discovered British rock music as he chose as his future music direction. He has performed with several different people over the time. He even had a comeback EP called Revolution, where all the songs were accompanied by lyrics in French. And that got airplay in France and in Germany. But now, to meet the needs of the audience outside of France, the lyrics are mostly now in English. So that was Joel Bolen. And prior to that, we heard from Rob Skane. And Rob Skane says that he is rock and roll. Long one of the unsung forces on the Capital Region scene, Skane returns to the fore with the release of Phantom Power Trip. 11 smart, short-hook field tunes from the left of the dial. He grew up in central New York with one ear on the radio and one hand on his guitar case. He was ready to move before he was born, landing in Albany just in time to leave again. He gained a reputation as a gum-chewing wisecracker, but all the time he was studying the greats, looking to Paul McCartney's sense of melody, Paul Westerberg's flair for adult angst, and Graham Parker's extraordinary passion. And so that was Rob Skane with his new album called Phantom Power Trip. I know of some people who have phantom power. And so that was Rob Skane. And before that, of course, we heard from Juan Argani to begin the episode. And thanks to Liesl from Juan Argani, she actually sent our next act in my direction, Wayside Drive. And let's tell you a little bit about Wayside Drive. Wayside Drive are from the US, comprising singer and multi-instrumentalist Jeremy Osborne, singer, bassist and cellist Natalie Osborne, and also drummer Kevin Robinson. Their sound draws on several musical genres, including indie, electronica and world music, and they are currently based in Houston, Texas. Their first full-length studio album, The Red Room, was released in 2006, followed by The Other Side in 2010. The stems for each new song are also released to be remixed by anyone who is interested. So let's hear from Wayside Drive now, here on IRC FM. They have been described as, quote, the best hair in Houston music. So let's hear the best hair in Houston music now with Wayside Drive. This is episode 122 of IRC FM, IRCFM.com. and this is The Final Exit.
I'm Brad. I'm Simon.
I'm Scott.
And I'm Explain. And we are...
Country Road!
Hi, my name's Jordan Rain.
G'day, I'm Cole Finley.
Hi, I'm Si from Sam River. And I'm Guy.
Hey, this is Caparo.
Hi, everybody. I'm Thomas.
Hi, I'm Ivan.
And we're from the band Emerald.
Hi, my name is Audra Connolly. And
my name's Matt Stevens. Hi, I'm Lee from Horizon.
Hi, this is Steph from Trip Hazard.
This is Justin Wayne reminding you that you are tuned in to Channel Irk.
Hi, this is Will Danes.
2, 1.
Hi, we're the Views.
Hi, this is Sean. And this is Danny.
Hi, this is Adam from Inner Voices.
Hi, this is Arthur Nason. And
this is Explained from Foundry Road.
Hi, this is Dan Lyon from Sweden. Hey, Dua.
Hi, this is Craig Morrison from Australia, and check it out.
And you're listening to...
Irk FM!
Yeah!
Days and live a life in a better way. 'Cause as much as you can, it's worth
female. It takes two lives to be wise while young. Much as you can as a word female. It takes two lives to be wise while young. Why do we never miss up to what makes us strong? We never seem to comprehend what we don't bring. Why do we never miss up to what makes us strong? Experiences and rulers of a new man that would never begin. They would never begin. Ways and live a life in a better way. If I could just go back again, go back again, I'd go back to the things of days and live a life in a better way. Learn as much as you can as a working man. It takes two lives to be wise while young. As much as you can as a working man. It takes two lives to be wise while young. Why do we never listen to what makes us strong? Why do we never listen to what makes us strong? We never seem to hear what experiences. And if there is only you, then there would never begin. There would never begin.
Bit more guitar, that's what we need. More guitar, dudes, more guitar. That was The Gallery with their song called Uncommon Sense. And I dare say that common sense isn't very common. The Gallery are a rock and roll band from Southampton. If I'm not mistaken, I think that's Nick Tan territory. Is this thing on? I'm not sure, I'll have to ask him. I'm not too sure. When I go to Europe, I think I'm going to have to draw a map with where various people are, because it's pretty easy. I'm down here in Australia. Not that many people seem to mention it on their shows, but it's pretty easy. Oh yeah, Australia equals Zerk. But when you think, you know, Southampton, is that where Nick is? Is that where Dave and Caroline are? Is that where Justin Wayne is? You know, Clivers, Codger, you know, all those sort of people. Where are they in relation to, you know, everyone else? So The Gallery are influenced by top Britpop bands, however they are creating a unique sound by mixing various styles, making fresh, melodic and very powerful music. They were formed in 2008 when they started playing their tunes together at Basingstoke's pubs, and they have played all around the South and London in every venue possible. Some are smaller cubicles, others amazing, but always performing as if it's their last day on Earth. And so that was the gallery. And speaking of London, we heard from Dressed to Kill. They're from Gloucestershire. And why I mention London is because I initially heard these guys, Dressed to Kill, on this reality podcast with Bren and Soph. Very, very impressed with them. So we approached them, my mum Judy and I approached them and asked for their music to be played here on Channel Oak. And the guys have come through and we've got some songs, which is absolutely awesome. Dressed to Kill were formed in early 2009 and they have already achieved the impossible, writing and recording their 10-track debut album in just 5 months. The Life and the Times was recorded and produced in the heart of the English countryside by Supergrass frontman Gaz Coombs in late August the same year. Exciting audiences with a sonic arsenal of high-octane, feel-good indie rock, the self-managed and promoted band exploded onto the live scene in October 2009 and have been furiously touring the south of England and Wales since. In their short time, the self-managed band have built up a strong following of over 1,700 listeners from their live shows and coverage on FM and internet radio stations. So that is the song that we heard from Dressed to Kill. It was called Pay Our Rent. And if you want to pay some rent to the artist, you can go to the show notes at oakfm.com, click on the links, find out how to support the artist, because without the artist and management companies such as Juice Management and Promotion, SGC Media, Aerial Publicity and the like, basically we wouldn't have a show. So let's continue now, and we're going to Cambridgeshire and we're going to hear from Katrina Palfrey, and she's a 23-year-old singer-songwriter. She has been writing her debut album, Believe. She's released an EP as a digital download featuring the tracks Easy Way Out and What Gives You the Right and It Only Takes You a While. She has done numerous gigs, mostly in and around Cambridgeshire, promoting some of her own material, and she has also been featured on BBC Radio Cambridgeshire. So let's hear from her now, Katrina Palfrey, and the song that we're going to hear from Katrina is called My Reality. This one's for you, Magoo.
Mistakes, no memories. strange. So how will I now find my way through? You never took the time to say that it wasn't working out. I got so caught up in you that I couldn't see your doubt. If this is my reality, uncertainty surrounding me, it's my reality. Life gets rearranged and I know things can change, so how will I
thank you.
G'day, I'm Erk from Channel Erk and Insomnia Radio Australia. What happens if I add some of this? And a little bit of this. And a little bit of this. And what happens if I stir that around, deliver that to you nice, hot and fresh? That sounds like a buffet of tasty musical treats to me.
1,700 million miles away. At night he had a dream that he got swept away. He took the last boat out to sea, oh. The last boat out to sea, oh. He took the last boat out to sea, oh. And we never saw him again. He gathered up his things and walked to the door. He doesn't have as much now as he did before. The clothes upon his back and the knives in his mouth.
Crop, crop.
life is fading. The song lost soul, the light is fading. A lone campaigner is chained to a railing, while another time wasted gets our friend bleeding. But hey, happy Christmas to us now.
Dakey, I think Studio B might want to borrow that song. That was the Straw Heads, and the song that you heard them sing was called But Hey, Merry Christmas. Not that I intend to play a Christmas song each week in December, but I thought that one was very, very relevant. And it's very relevant, actually, for a different reason than normal, because the song that you just heard, the sales of that song on iTunes, all the proceeds will be going to help support an English policeman that was shot in the head at point blank range and is now permanently incapacitated and blind as a result. So it's just a little thing that the Straw Heads are trying to do to help that particular policeman along. So Graham and Steve have been friends for a number of years, and they've collaborated on a number of projects. As the Sun Kings, they gigged around the world, and in brackets, in Cambridge, before taking time out to rekindle their inspiration for music. Although a little more cynical, but hey, happy Christmas, the duo remained the melodic bittersweetness that gets you really hooked. What kind of noise does a Straw Head make? They make a melodic guitar bass, pop folk rock with jangly chords, catchy hooks, and at times evocative lyrics developed by the unique and spine-tingling blend of the gravel voice Graham Buxton and the smooth vocals of Stephen Bottomley. Prior to that, we heard a couple of Australian artists, and don't forget Insomnia Radio Australia, episode number 10, the December edition coming soon. From Brisbane, we heard from Montpelier, Timeless Australian Indie Pop is how Australian independent record boss Nico Byrne described Brisbane Four Piece, Montpellier, and their brand of melodic indie pop. As soon as they started making music together, people took notice. They were a band without a name when in mid-2009, on the strength of some few early demos, they were plucked from obscurity. And then they have had some good airplay on radio here in Australia as well. And the song that we heard was called Last Boat. And prior to that, we heard from... Who did we hear from? We heard from another Australian, that's right. We heard from Abby May. Australian journalists have flagged her as a pioneering and important presence in the future of rock and roll upon hearing her new single. And the new single is the one that we heard. It's called Mammalian Locomotion. I knew I was going to have trouble with that. After a few months in the studio with a new band, she has emerged with a whole lot of material, sporting an even darker rock sound. And so at the moment she's preparing for a early 2011 Australian tour before taking on the world. So that brings us to an end of IRC FM episode 122. Thank you to all of the artists that directly supplied music or suggested that other artists supply music. Some music also came courtesy of Juice Management and Promotion and SGC Media. We'll be back next week with some more music with a special theme. We heard from Wana Ghani, Rob Skane, Joel Bolman, Vintage, Wayside Drive, Dress to Kill, The Gallery, Katrina Palfrey, that one's for you, Magoo, Abby May, Montpellier, and The Strawheads. Until next week, I'm Irk, working very, very hard on A Moment in Time and the promotion thereof. ChannelIrk.com for all things Channel Irk. All music is supplied with direct permission from the artists or with various content providers' agreements. This show is licensed under a Creative Commons license registered in Australia. IRC FM is a part of Channel Irk, ChannelIrk.com, and is also a member of the Association of Music Podcasting. Check out musicpodcasting.org for more information. And hear how I almost swore on air this week on Amp New Music Weekly, episode 259. Oops, I blame Clivers. Until next week, I'm Irk. Thanks to Matt Stevens for the theme and bed music, Burning Bandstands, and good night, everyone.